There are things that sometimes God calls us to do. And even as we do them in obedience, we can be ridiculed by the other people in the room. And my hope today is that we will start to realize that it doesn't matter what anybody else has to say, because Jesus is our defender.
Do you sometimes doubt if you're truly hearing God's voice or if it's really your own? Or have you been in a season where it feels like he's completely silent? Have you been praying for a way to learn how to hear his voice more clearly? Hey friends, I'm Rachel, host of the Hearing Jesus podcast. If you are ready to grow in your faith and to confidently step into your identity in Christ, then join me as we dig deep into God's word so you can learn to live out your faith in your everyday life. Hey friends, with summer coming up before we know it, I wanted to share with you about one of our partners, Kids Across America Camps. For over 30 years, their mission has remained the same, to build Christian leaders by encouraging, equipping, and empowering urban youth and their mentors through camp and education. In both my own life and in the life of my daughters, camp has been a life-changing, future-altering experience. For many kids, this is not only the highlight of the summer, but their lives. Children and teens dedicate their lives to Christ. Young believers put down deep roots in the faith. The food, the games, the sports, the friends, it's so much fun. With Kids Across America Camps, many of the kids and teens they serve come from under-resourced communities. Finances are often the only thing standing between them and camp, between them and an extraordinary first meeting with Jesus. What happens if they don't get to come? Well, more of the same. Many of these kids will spend all summer in environments that will keep them from being exposed to the love of Jesus and potentially exposing them to more violence, more crime, more alcohol and drugs. But if you send them to camp, everything can change. You can give towards camper scholarships that can truly make an eternal impact in the life of one of these students. Every gift counts. Even small gifts can be paired together to help sponsor a child to go to camp. But please don't wait. Only a few weeks remain before camp starts, and we want every deserving child and teen to be able to attend. Go online to give KAACamps, that's camps with a K, .org/hearingjesus. That's KAACamps.org/hearingjesus.
Hey friends, welcome back to the Hearing Jesus podcast. Today is day 5 of our study, our devotional study of Mary of Bethany. And again, this is a short devotional thought coming from the She Hears Bible study, where you can get the full length of the content as we study these 6 women in life of Jesus. Again, we are in John chapter 12, verses 1 through 8. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Here dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Martha served, while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with him. Then Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, objected. Why wasn't this perfume sold and money given to the poor? It was a year's worth of wages. He did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. As keeper of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put into it. Leave her alone, Jesus replied. It was intended that she would save this perfume for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me. So we made it to day 5, and I just want to say I'm proud of you. We've had a lot of things to work through this week, and today is a little bit less study heavy and more reflection heavy. And really what I want to do is I want to provide this space for you to kind of think through and pray and process. But I have a couple thoughts as we close out this week for you to just meditate on throughout the weekend. The first is, where are you seated? When we first see Mary, she is seated at the feet of Jesus, listening to him teaching. When we see Mary in the Lazarus story, she is seated in her grief. When Mary meets Jesus after he calls her out of her grief, she still falls to the ground at his feet in grief. And then when we last see Mary, she is seated at the feet of Jesus, pouring out her sacrifice as an act of worship So throughout our study of Mary, we see her seated. Her story begins and ends with being seated at the feet of Jesus. And in between those moments, we see a much different side of her. And what's the difference between the two? Think about the emotions we see in all of those scenes. That has an impact for us. As we think through where we're seated at right now, we can learn from Mary as we realize that our emotions don't have to keep us from being seated at the feet of Jesus. The second aspect I want us to remember is that Jesus is our defender. It's easier to understand that once we have a clearer picture of what that means. But Jesus as our defender, let's remember Luke 10:42. It says, "But few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." So in that scene, Jesus is defending her posture as a disciple. Her choice is choosing the better. In one verse, I think it's the passage of scripture that's talked about in John that we're studying, he calls it the good part. Jesus defends her choice to spend time with him. In John chapter 12, verse 7, he says, "Leave her alone," when she's being accused by Judas. Jesus says, "Leave her alone. It was intended that she should save this perfume for the day of my burial." In both of these scenes, we see that Jesus is defending Mary. Sis, let me tell you something. Jesus is your defender too. When our hearts are focused on him, when we are obedient to him, when we pour out our offering to him, when we are grieving, when we are lost, when we are hurting, he is our defender. What goes through your mind as you read those words in those scriptures? Defender is what goes through mine. And you can call that whatever you want if you have a different word for it. But regardless, there are times in our life where we all need defending. And when you realize this, that will change your heart, your mind, your actions. The next time you feel this familiar sting of judgment, especially when you know that you are chasing after the things that God has called you to do. I want you to take a deep breath and take that in, because that can be a life-changing concept for you. He is our defender. When Jesus defends her, it changes the way she lives. There have been seasons in my life where I have been doing the thing that God has called me to do, when others around me have ridiculed and criticized and tried to stop me. And Jesus himself has been my defender, so much so that I don't need to even worry about what anybody else has to say, because he is the one that speaks peace into our lives when we are doing what he has called us to do. And I think the other thing that we realize is it's not always easy. Sometimes we do need defending. That's the hard part. Sometimes we give up because we don't hear the voice of the defender. And so the challenge becomes not only recognizing that he is our defender, but putting ourselves in a posture of being at his feet so that we can hear his voice when he is defending us. Because that's the clue. As we listen in to what he's doing, the way he's operating, the things he's calling us to do, it's that obedience portion that enables us to hear his voice. And so as we go throughout our week, or weekend even, I want you to think through times in your life where maybe you didn't realize that he was there. He was present. He was being your defender, but you might just not have been listening. You know, the scriptures talk about how Jesus is our mediator. He's our mediator between us and God. And there have been times in my life, I know that if it wasn't for Jesus, I would be in a heap of trouble. And sometimes my actions might have been misguided, or I just was too immature to realize it at the time. But it's in those moments that he steps in and he defends us. So my prayer this week is that you would know the defender. Father God, I thank you for my friends that are listening today, for my friends that have gone throughout this whole week studying what it means to sit at your feet and be obedient to the things that you've called us to do and to not worry about what the world says. God, I thank you that you are our defender and that the only thing we really need to worry about is being obedient to what you've called us to do. And sometimes that calls us to stay still. Sometimes that call is to wait. Sometimes that call is to just trust you. God, we thank you that you care so deeply about these portions of our lives that for the moments that we don't even have the strength to pray, we thank you that you're the mediator that goes before us, that represents us to God. We thank you for the privilege of being called a daughter of the King. Lord, I pray for my friends that this entire weekend, as they meditate on you and your word, that you would draw them into deeper relationship, that you would give them a craving for your word, that they would hunger for who you are and who you want to be there in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey friends, before you go, real quick, I want to let you know that we have extra resources at shehears.org to help you grow in your faith. Whether you're looking for a new Bible or Bible tabs or additional Bible studies, I've curated a selection of some of my favorite things that I think you're really going to love. So with Easter coming up, I want to offer you 10% on the store. If you go to shehears.org and go to our shop on the resources page, you can enter the code HearingJesus for 10% off between now and Easter. Happy shopping! Hey friends, if this podcast helped encourage, empower, or equip you in your walk with God, I would love it if you would head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review. That's the number one way you can support my show. You can also join our free Facebook community or Instagram page where I share inspirational tips, bonus content, resources, and prayer throughout the week. Hey, I want you to know I'm praying for you. Know that you are so loved. Keep going.
My name's Preston Sprinkle, and I host the Theology in the Raw podcast. Theology in the Raw aims to help believers to think Christianly about theological and cultural issues by engaging in curious conversations with a diverse range of thoughtful people. I have conversations with a wide range of different guests who come from different perspectives, and no topic is off limits. Sexuality, abortion, politics, LGBTQ, warfare, violence, marijuana, immigration, you name it. If you have a theological or cultural issue that you have been wrestling with over 1,100 episodes, we've probably talked about it on Theology in the Raw. Along with conversations with various people, I also address questions sent in from my audience every month. And occasionally, I will talk about some of my latest research projects that I'm currently working on. Theology in the Raw is not for everyone. It is uncut, uncensored, and I don't give trigger warnings. So check out Theology in the Raw through your favorite podcast app.